Priya, maybe. Just had a discussion today with one of my, with a godbrother about, you know, Sankirtan, preaching, spreading of this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, of Bhakti Yoga, far and wide. Today, where we of course then have these new fantastic media to use for that. So we're talking about how to do it. And I'm looking at how devotees use, for instance, Facebook, as I look at right now. And well, I mean, it's nice. You see pictures of deities, beautiful pictures of deities, Radha, Krishna, Gaunitai, and so on. Shingade sometimes. I like that. And then you see Harinam and cities all over the world, which is also very nice. Little videos. And of course, pictures of Prasadam and of Prabhupada, Kijai. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice. And then you see devotees there, Sari and Dhoti. Sometimes looking just themselves, natural. Sometimes posing a bit. I can see and we know. So this is just me. I'm a creative person. I'm an old preacher, I'm thinking. And I have this feeling that we can do better than that. Because we can always, of course. But we were talking today because we are old timers, and I learned from my sons who are 20 and experts in the field of modern media, at least much more than we oldies are. He asked, you know, what is the way, how to use it? What's the secret that the young know that we don't know? And one thing that came to my mind then was just that I've been talking with my guys with realism, just for being oneself, being for real, not posing and pretending or, you know, trying to be someone, playing some role, or even too much director scripted productions. But some of the biggest YouTubers, for instance, they just sit there in front of the camera and are themselves. And that's very fresh and refreshing. And I say, because that's really what I do here. That this is the nicest thing to do when you yourself sit here in in media like this. But it's also what I like the most. And if those people who are just themselves share some good experiences, tell stories, real stories about their own lives, and you can feel it's not just something made up. And that just bringing us to reality. Not just looking at it some screen, but living in it. Well, that's what this Gaudiya mission is about. This Sankirtan mission of, yeah, bringing ourselves and as many others as we can to reality, to experience the world, the cosmos, existence, our lives, for real. And I mean this kind of awakening, yeah. Whew. Open my eyes. Gave me an insight. Wow. That's what we're all looking for, isn't it? And especially if that awakening, first of all, does not pull us into some crazy, wild, religious fanaticism or something, but it's simply a natural, personal insight that makes our lives happier, and where we will also notice that we make others around us happy as well, and we can understand some we're somewhere on the right way. So I think the why I'm talking like this is that this is the way I understand. I mean, I don't even like the word preaching because it's so religious. But I like the word Sankirtan. I mean, it's not just about repeating a mantra over and over, but more importantly so, according to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, books and media, and bringing Krishna into the hearts of people, God into the hearts. Of course, where God always is, but waking us up to that factual presence. And again, simply understanding and accepting and realizing that we're all children of Goddess and God, the same. We just look through different cultural filters. Yeah, so anyway. At least for me, this is what I focus on, what I'm really using, you could say, conceptually, or trying to do when I publish my thoughts and productions here. So I'd like to see yours, and feel free to comment on here what you heard. I'd like to hear your opinions.